Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Get your black books and your pens ready because the Bald Eagle is here to make us money, which is what he does each and every Thursday on the Trial Files. And for those who were listening last week, they would have put a big asterisk next to Hydro Star after the rap from Glenn Ingram. Good morning, Glenn. Well done finding another winner.
Good morning, Michael. Still on a high after yesterday. That was absolutely outstanding from the Boom Colt. And, gee, didn't he live up to the hype?
Yeah, there's so much more potential there, untapped potential. And from speaking to John McArdle this morning, from a selfish Victorian point of view, it does seem that they may be pushing away Hong Kong interest, but I know there will be more money thrown at them. And, gee, when this horse only costs $15,000, it's going to be hard to resist, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He must have a lot of money, I'll tell you, because the offers are going to come thick and fast, and this is just the start of him. He was like a big baby out there yesterday. So
yeah, he's
really untapped. So, yeah, it's great signs. And well done to the punters who got in early and got the $6 available. And I thought he jumped at a really good price. I know you and I were discussing. I thought he'd be shorter than that. Went up around, what did he pay, $3.30? That was a really good price.
Yeah. So, well done for all the punters who found him. So, Glenn, what we need is another Hydro Star in today's edition of the Trial Files. Have you found anything like that?
I've got one, and after listening to Brent Stanley there, I tell you, that's music to my ears, so we'll get to that a little bit later.
Ooh, okay, I like that. Let's go through the trial or the jump outs from the last 7 days, and we kick it off at Ballarat. What's caught your eye at the Rat?
Yes, on the synthetic, on the poly track there, Heat 6 4-year-old gelding Elegus, trained by Henry Dwyer, continues to jump out in terrific style for the stable. He's coming off a 50-day let-up. He's put together two good jump outs. The latest here on the synthetic, he snagged from the back, took a sit, relaxed at the tail, and really rammed them up with ease in the straight. So he's going well, and he looked comfortable on that synthetic surface, which is a real key, Michael, because a lot of horses don't. We've tipped a few in the last few weeks, and they've been really good on turf in their jump outs, and they haven't transferred to synthetic. So it's good to see one on synthetic there. And Heat 7, Copper Fox, also trained by Henry Dwyer. He took two runners there. He's race fit, and he's enjoying a really good preparation. He was slightly disappointing last start when well back at Sandown. He got off the speed and didn't make ground, but he's returned to the jump outs here, and another horse who looked very comfortable on the poly track surface. So keep an eye on him, Copper Fox.
All right, two from the Henry Dwyer stable. The Cranbourne Jump Outs, Enver Jusophobic, a horse that we haven't seen for a while but has shown very good ability, Blood Oath.
Yeah, he's had two outstanding jump outs this time in. He's a 5-year-old gelding by Commands, and we know that a late maturing breed, so they just keep getting better, and he looks to be another one of these Commands. And he hasn't raced since October 2019, but he appears to have thrived. He's got good form. Actually, his best form is on synthetic, so he's had two really good turf jump outs at Cranbourne. And the Cranbourne track has been really heavy the last couple of weeks, so he's adaptable and he's certainly worth following. And in Heat 5, there was quite a nice Zebra D Zest for second colt, a 2-year-old trained by Cindy Alderson. It's a $150,000 purchase at the Ready to Run sale, the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast. He had an excellent jump-out win in fast time. He's a real natural two-year-old. He settled off a hot speed, and he cruised up and straight, went to the line of his own accord. So he's owned by Hong Kong interest, so it'll be interesting to see whether he continues racing here in Australia, but certainly keep an eye out if he debuts.
And then Heat 6 is the biggest and best as far as quality is concerned, and there's a rising three-year-old here, Larimer Street, from the Busset and Young stable, who I know they've got a very big opinion of, not far behind Tagaloa.
Wow, yeah, I love him too. He was like a big baby too last prep, and you know he handles wet tracks, and he jumped out here against some really, really nice three-year-olds, actually, and he finished second. I sort of thought he might have been a little bit sharper, but clearly he's on he's going to target races like Caulfield Guineas over 1,600 metres, so it was a good effort. He finished second. In third was Acting, the stablemate, the 3-year-old filly. She was given a quiet time in her first jump out back. And the winner of the heat ridden out was Don't Doubt Dory, a Fiorente 3-year-old trained by Julian Welsh. He's a promising young stayer, and he went pretty well for a horse that's going to get over 2,000 metres. So Keep an eye on him. And Passion Dash for the Greg Urell stable, I thought was another promising staying type. Ran on well in fourth.
All right, that's a good couple of horses to follow from the trials at Ballarat. Then we move to St Arnold, and gee, there's a couple from the Mar Eustace stable who you're very keen to follow.
Yeah, Mar Eustace has been taking a lot of their good horses to St Arnold the past couple of weeks for jump outs on the turf there. And Sacred Snow is a two-year-old filly, unraced. She was a $400,000 yearling. She's had two excellent jump outs for the stable. Her latest, she pulled out around a handy stable mate in A Beautiful Night, who's got good form around all the early season two-year-olds, and I thought she looked to have that measure easily. So Sacred Snow, you know, ran up to a price tag there, and certainly a filly worth following. And then Heat 5, How Romantic, a three-year-old filly with a Mara and Eustace stable, burst onto the scene with consecutive wins in her first prep. She returned from a spell here with a very sharp third, finishing close up in a fast-run heat. There's plenty of quality in that heat, including Gamay from the Archie Alexander stable, who contested the Oaks. So, How Romantic, likely to have another, maybe two, and certainly worth following.
All right. Outside of those trialers, where else was there anything that caught your eye?
Well, just probably wasn't an eye-catcher, but worth noting that Mr. Quickie jumped out yesterday at Pakenham on the synthetic surf and just had a very quiet time, which he often does. He doesn't do a lot of trials, Mr. Quickie, so he'll definitely have another. And I haven't got to Mornington yet, Michael, but just one last one there at St Arnold. Really interesting horse, an unraced four-year-old gelding called Winning Superstar, also from the Mar and Eustace stable, was with Gary Moore in Sydney. Had a trial in Sydney early last year. Hasn't been seen for a while, so he's clearly had some issues. And in the new stable, I thought he produced a terrific jump out there. He's a big, strong grey horse. He's got a big long stride on him, and he's got plenty of talent, so certainly worth following if the stable get him right. So we'll wait to hear from them.
All right, well, that's an interesting one to keep your eye on there, Winning Superstar. Just on those good horses, how far away do you think we'll be from seeing some of these really good horses come back from these early, late winter, early spring trials?
Well, they're just trickling through now, so definitely the next week and the week after, we're going to see some real nice types. So I've got to be on my A game and bringing the best information to the listeners here.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions from our listeners here. So this is all off the cuff. Ask Glenn about his horse running on Saturday at Caulfield. High emotion. We want a declaration.
I just got a text from one of the owners to say, don't tip our horse on the race. That's probably him. Yeah, no, she's going well. She hasn't raced for, I think, 6 weeks. So, yeah, she's been flying, and she had a jump out at Ballarat on the synthetic. She ran third in that. She doesn't do much on the synthetic, but she had a really nice track gallop at Burham Beat recently, so she's been kept up. Mark Stables flying with their staying horses. So, yeah, she's in the mix. She's got a nice little weight pull there. She gets 2 kilos with T.O. Nugent, and she's taking 6 kilos off Persan. So Persan's a high-quality horse, but it's a really good race. Grinzinger Allee and... it's a really good staying race. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, she's only missed a place once, and she's won her last two, and you haven't tipped it on either occasions to the RSN listeners. So is this the day that we jump on?
Oh, I'm not sure. Just not seeing her for 6 weeks. I trust the stable, but yeah, it's hard to tip.
All right. Another question here. Have you seen a two-year-old of Brent Stanley's Dana Point trial yet?
Yes. Had a good jump out last week at Kerrang. And has been trialling well. It's had plenty. I think it's had at least three or four, two or three when named. So, yeah, it goes well by Iron Invincible. Big, big, strong horse. So, yeah, Brent Stanley's great at getting his horses first up. So we look forward to seeing him.
All right, beautiful. Now let's get some winners. I know there is one of Brent's that you're keen on tomorrow, but today at the Bull, do we like anything?
Nothing out of the trials, Michael, but I quite like the horse later in the day. I think it's going to be the right place to be in race 8, number 5, Star Finder. Vincent Maletti's got this horse flying this prep, and he steps up from a 58 to a 64, but he did beat home the Brickman last start quite easily, and the Brickman came out and won on the synthetic during the week. So he's going well, and I think he's a good price around that $7.
Yeah, all right. Nice each way selection today for the punters at Warrnambool, and then we can roll all of those winnings into what's the best of the week, is it?
Yeah, this is the best of the weekend. Tomorrow in the Mildura Cup at Swan Hill, race 8, number 7, coming around. XWA Galloper. So he's had the two jump outs here, one at Bendigo, and then they had a Bendigo jump out transferred to Kerrang. The vision's not readily available. It's on a Vimeo video, so I had a look at it, and it was outstanding. So he's clearly going well, and he's got a great record at that trip over 1,300 metres. So, yeah, I think he's the best.
$4 punters, good push from trainer Brent Stanley, and now the seal of approval from the trial foals guru, Glenn Ingram, coming around in the Mildura Cup, race 8, number 7, $4 tomorrow. All right, Glenn, you've been doing well for us. Fingers crossed this weekend as well, and good luck with your horse at Caulfield on Saturday.
Thanks,